Fat over lean. Just what does that mean? The definition of fat over lean and much more. In the world of art, fat over lean serves as a principle, and it is something that you should follow if you want at all your oil paintings to dry properly, last an insanely long time, and not to ever crack. Depending on whom you ask or where you go to get your information, you may get a slightly different definition. However, in the end of the results, will be the same as long as fat over lean is followed when it comes to oil painting especially. To better elaborate in the art of oil painting, fat is an oil paint that is well known for being a paint that is straight from the tube itself. You take this paint and mix it with whatever oil you're choosing or suggested, and this makes the paint even fatter with its consistency. Whereas when it comes to oil paint, that is lean. It is an oil paint that is mixed with some turpentine instead of being mixed with some oil. The lean oil paint mixture dries a lot faster than the fat oil paint mixture. This makes both of these really great for creating layers on a painting. Producing a high quality and perfect oil painting is hard, and it takes a lot of work and even a lot more time to complete one. If you want to do layers on your oil painting, you need to know that the layers in which will be leaner should be made first. If you decide to paint with a fatter paint, then it can make the paint that is leaner a lot more vulnerable, and this can lead to cracks and improper drying. This is exactly where they get the whole fat over lean saying when it comes to oil painting. With that being said, it should be known that just because the paint is being called a fat paint, it does not mean that the paint is that thick. Also, if you take a paint that is already really thin and then mix it with some oil to make it even more diluted, it will still be counted as a paint that is a fat, at least when being compared to a paint that has really been thinned out with some turpentine. The best thing you can do for yourself is to start with the fatter paints on the bottom first and let them dry in between each color the same amount of time. When you are done with fat paints, start layering with the leaner paints. Allow each color you use of the lean paints to dry the same time in between as well, and keep in mind that the lean paints will take a lot less amount of time to dry with each layer than what the fat paints will need to take to dry out with each layer. It is a lot easier than you think. You just need to try it out a few times and you'll be instantly captivated by it.